Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can build credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments, all with no annual fees or interest. With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
This is Jack's Journal, an in-depth look at local issues that affect you and your community.
Hey there, and welcome to Jack's Journal, and I'm Danielle Lee. I'm sure you guys remember last time how I was obsessed with the millennials and voting topic. It was honestly all I can think about. Now I have another topic that I'm completely in love with, and that's Veterans Affairs. As a retired Navy brat, people that served, are serving, and will serve always have a special place in my heart, especially their spouses and their children. And just a little about me, before I was doing this job as the host of Jack's Journal, I was a board operator, which means I made sure everything on air sounded well and the shows ran smoothly. And if there was extra time, I would fill it in. I know what you're thinking. Why does this matter? And people like to tell me it's not all about you, Danielle. You're right. And in no way am I trying to make this about me. But during some of my odd hours, sometimes I worked midnight to 7 a.m. on the weekends, I would play some PSAs, also known as public service announcements, about the Navy and veterans. And before we get started, I just want to play a few of my favorites.
Our nation's sea services protect our waterways, eliminate threats around the world, and safeguard Americans at sea. They have been a vital part of our nation's defense since 1775. Help keep our sea services strong. Support our Navy, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, and U.S. Flag Merchant Marine by enrolling as a member of the Navy League of the United States, the number one advocate for our sea services. Learn more at NavyLeague.org. The Navy League is a CFC participant.
And of course, I can never forget about this one. This is actually a funny one, one of my favorites that we play.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone. At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill,
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home,
or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org.
Even if it's just everyday stuff, like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
Really? What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq-Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
And last but not least, one more.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans in your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast, helping to improve the lives of their fellow veterans through the VA Voluntary Services Program. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects, ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. If you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.org.
And I just wanted to thank each and every single one of you that are serving, have served, and will serve for the job you do. It's not an easy job, especially for your family, spouses, and children. I was a Navy brat. I completely understand. But once again, thank you. We are all very grateful. So today, I am here with Bill Spann, the Director of Veteran and Military Affairs from the city of Jacksonville. Thank you for coming in today, Bill. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having us. It's great to be here.
Oh, no problem. I really do appreciate you coming in. This is a very important topic to me, so I'm excited to learn everything.
Well, good. Hopefully we can enlighten not only you, but all your listeners.
Exactly. So first things first, do you think you can give me and our audience a rundown about what you do?
Well, it's not me. We've got a staff of 18 over in City Hall. We're the smallest division within city government, the smallest department. And we basically have three work units. We do three main things. We connect veterans with their VA benefits through our veteran services officers who are certified by the state of Florida, the state Veterans Administration in Tallahassee. It's about a year-long process and very intensive. And then they spend their time all 5 days of the week, no appointment necessary. The vets can come in and we connect them with their VA benefits, and they can also help with appeals and any other of the paperwork process. The second thing we do is we assist homeless veterans with our Homeless Veteran Reintegration Program. That's a Department of Labor grant. I've got four individuals working over there, and they help veterans with job placement, wraparound services, social services needs that they may be in addressing, and then ultimately stable housing in partnership with our local homeless providers in the area.
Awesome. So with all these things that you've listed off, what is a normal day at the office for you like?
Well, and there's two other things that I actually failed to mention. One is that we've got two individuals that do social services, and they are. It's very similar to some of the things that our State Department of Children and Families do. We can provide low interest loan or no interest loans or grants for small dollar amounts to veterans who are having issues with the landlord or the electric company or some other utility. Met on some hard times. It's a one-time deal. You come in, we assess the situation, we do an income verification, and obviously you have to be a vet with honorable service. And then there's another four individuals in our office that do military liaison, and they we work primarily with all the bases in the area and tenant commands. There's probably a dozen or more. You think the main three, what they call the tribe bases, Mayport, Naval Station Jacksonville, and sub-base Kings Bay up in Georgia. Mm-hmm. But there's a large contingent of Marines out of Blount Island. You've got the Coast Guard District in District Jacksonville and Mayport, and then you've got their HITRON, their tactical helicopter squadron out at Cecil Field. We work with them. There's a small Army contingent also out at the port. So we conduct liaison. We do a variety of different issues management right. with those individuals.
Yeah, seems very busy. Very busy indeed. My dad was in the Navy. He served for over 20 years before he retired to Kings Bay, which isn't too far from here. So we have that, Mayport, NAS Jax. I've also been told that Jacksonville is the most military and veteran-friendly city in the United States. How do you guys accomplish this?
Well, you have to look at a couple of things. Jacksonville is the Navy's number one most requested duty station, and the other military services as well. But it's definitely number one in the Navy, and that's for a number of reasons. One, the weather's great here. The services are great here. The job market for those that are transitioning out is very strong. The tax structure is quite favorable, not only to military members, but to everyone. Mm-hmm. And also, Jacksonville's citizens love their military.
Yes, they do.
One in four Jacksonville people have a direct connection to the military, either through their own service or through a family member's service. So as you go through your normal daily routine, 25% of the people that you come in contact with have a direct connection to the military. And it's also about a $12 to $14 billion economic impact to the Northeast Florida area. And there's no way that Jacksonville could be the city that they are without the military. I mean, the fabrics of the city and the military are so interwoven that they're just inseparable.
Got it. I see a lot on social media about homeless vets. Why do you think homeless veterans are an issue, and what services are available to those that are homeless?
Well, even one homeless vet is one too many, in our opinion. Right now, there's slightly less. I think it was about 168 at the last count that I looked at, the most recent figures this past week. Mm-hmm. So the number itself in the local area is not that great, But as I said, one is one too many.
Right.
And the services that are available is one through our office. You can come in. It could be something as simple as a snack pack for some high-calorie go food to keep them, keep you going for a day or so. And we give that out. Those funds are provided primarily through a charitable donation from the Jacksonville Jaguars Foundation. We're extremely appreciative to Mr. Kahn, Mr. Peter Racine, Mr. Mark Lamping for their contributions, that they really allow the city government to leverage our efforts to help not only homeless vets, but you know, our social services program as well. So it's really well done, and it's a great partnership. We can help those same homeless vets with job training.
Mm-hmm.
We can help them with licensure fees if they want to get a certification or a license. We can help them with clothing for interviews. We can set up job interviews. We can connect them with employers. We've got about 300 and, I believe, 60 companies right now in our Jobs for Vets program. You can go on our website and see Jobs for Vets. It's at coj.net/military affairs and then find the Jobs for Vets link. There's a ton of employers in town that are actively seeking veterans to work for them. And, you know, we help you write your resume so that, and then ultimately we'll connect those homeless veterans with the local homeless network in town, of which there are
uh-huh.
many. And the goal is to get them not only employed, but get them in stable housing.
All right. And sometimes these vets are not homeless, but they are struggling in other ways. For example, mental health or finding a stable job. You listed a lot of different things that you guys help out with the homeless vets. But how do you also assist the other veterans?
Well, we're not the VA, but we can connect you with your VA benefits. We can get you a percentage rating. We can work with the VA to get you approved with a percentage rating. We can refer you to local providers here in town. Again, we're not healthcare nor mental health care providers, but we work in partnership with all the local organizations in town to get the vets, be they in good housing or homeless, into the wraparound services that they need.
All right. What can you tell me about transition services?
We work at the third Thursday. You can come down to City Hall at 3 p.m. We do a resume writing class. You can come down any day of the week. We have Career Source of Northeast Florida in our office to assist vets with job placement. And there's a variety of things. Again, we've got the clothing locker that we mm-hmm. can provide you some interview clothes, and we'll work to on your licensures or any, you know, fees that perhaps you can't afford.
Okay. Now, just, I'm curious about something. What about the veterans that don't really need help with transitioning, are not homeless? They just recently retired. Do you have any services or programs for those?
Well, the main thing I would say, particularly if you've just transitioned or you're just about to transition, make a copy before you get out. Make a copy of your entire health record. Just go to the Xerox machine and spend the time to make the copies. And keep that with you. Bring it down to our office. We're in Suite 175 of City Hall. That's on 117 West Duval Street, right across from Hemming Plaza. And you can come in any day of the week, Monday through Friday, from 7:30 to 5. And you don't need an appointment. We will go through your health record with one of our state-qualified veteran services officers and tell you what you may be eligible for the VA.
Uh-huh.
And if, you know, if you're 30 or 40 or whatever, whether you're retiring or just transitioning out after a 5-year hitch, come down, bring your DD-214 and let us take a look at it, because you don't know what you're eligible for until my experts look at your health record. And you know, it's really important that you start the clock and that you start early, because it could take a couple of years to get you into the system.
All right. We've covered a lot of information so far. So if we have a veteran that is listening, that is, or just now tuning in, or a family member or a close friend, can you just go over what the Veterans Affairs Department in the city of Jacksonville does?
Well, as again, we have several main organizations within our group. We help veterans connect with their VA benefits. We have a social services program that's funded primarily by the Jacksonville Jaguars Charitable Foundation, and also through a small amount of city money. And then we have our military liaison folks. In addition to that, we have our homeless veteran reintegration program that's funded by a Department of Labor grant. So essentially, if you're a vet, a retired individual, or a homeless veteran, we can provide you services either through the VA, through area social services, through some small dollar grants and loans funded by the Jacksonville Jaguars Foundation. Or if you're a homeless vet, we have another whole set of array of services. The one key thing I will leave you with, though, is you need to have had honorable service. Your DD-214, and anybody who's a vet will know exactly what that is. That's your paperwork, you know, your couple sheets of paper when you get out, needs to, you know, show that you've had honorable service. So no dishonorable discharge, no bad conduct discharge, or no other than honorable discharges. There's a couple of things we can do for folks with what's called a general discharge, but pretty much for the particularly for the VA, you need to have had honorable service.
All right. What is the way people can get in contact with the Veterans Affairs Department, or can just go to learn more about you guys?
Well, you can go on our website. It's coj.net/military affairs. You can come down to City Hall at 117 West Duval Street, right there across from Hemming Plaza. We're in Suite 175. You go past security. We're on the first floor. You turn right, and we're the last door on the left. And just come in any day of the week.
All right. I'm on the website right now, actually. What can you tell me about the Northeast Florida Military Veteran College Network? That's a mouthful.
That is a very unique partnership where all of the educational entities in town have gathered together to give the veteran the type of education that they may need. Some may be looking for four-year degrees. Others may be looking for two-year degrees. Still others may be looking for, you know, technical certifications. So if you look on that site, that portion of the site, you'll find Ed Waters College, Florida State Junior College, Jacksonville University, the for-profit universities in town. And they're all pulling together, and it's very interesting because you don't see higher education do that very often. This is one aspect that's, again, very unique about the community here in Jacksonville in support of their military. There's 150,000 veterans in Northeast Florida, in Duval County and our surrounding counties. There's 50,000 active duty and DOD civilians working at the three bases, actually at all the bases and commands here in town. So the population is extremely large, and the support from the city government, from private industry, and from the academic community is just 110% all the time.
Awesome. Well, I think I've asked all the questions I have for now. Is there anything else you would like me or our audience to know before we go?
One of the things that I don't see a lot of, I don't see a lot of young veterans in our shop, and I don't see a lot of female veterans in our shop. And I know that those populations are out there serving. And we would like, again, the takeaway from this interview is get your health record, get your DD-214, and get your butt down to our office, because we need to go through that and help connect you with the VA benefits that you've earned. Don't be shy about it. That's our job, and we love to do it. Awesome. I'll put it in perspective for you. Last fiscal year, we helped 6,050 area veterans connect with $25.5 million in new money from the VA.
Wow. So do what you tell them to do. Get their stuff, come see you guys.
We just want to help you, and it doesn't cost you a dime. Don't pay for these services. There's organizations out in town that will charge you tens of thousands of dollars to do what our guys do for free, and we're better at it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in and taking the chance to talk with me. I do appreciate it.
And it's been an honor to be here. Thank you.
No problem. And once again, this is Jack's Journal, and I am Danielle Lee. We will talk again same time next week.
You've been listening to Jack's Journal, a production of News 104.5 WOKV.
With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at chime.com/build. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A., members FDIC. Results may vary. See chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.